This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. Hi, this is Mike Lubelfeld, Superintendent of Schools, coming to you via audio instead of video as I am recovering from eye surgery. Crazy times for us all, but I'll be okay, and I'm hoping that you're going to be okay. So today is Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, the third day back after our winter recess. As you know, in District 112, we employ several layered mitigation strategies to reduce the spread of COVID-19 in our schools. We are promoting COVID-19 vaccination for those eligible, including youth ages 5 to 11. We're also promoting boosters for those eligible, including the newly eligible ages 12 to 15 after 5 months. We are promoting the consistent and correct use of masks, and we encourage you to get higher quality masks per the health community's recommendations. We are employing physical distancing in our schools. We're doing screening testing and symptomatic testing, though we are experiencing a critical shortage of test supplies, and we have repeated emergency requests for replenishment. Literally, this morning at 8 a.m., I was on a web call with all Lake County superintendents and reps of the health department, and we have put out an urgent plea for test kits that we expect to receive shortly. We do have improved ventilation in all 10 campuses in District 112. As you know, or as you may know, the board invested more than $1 million over the last year in air quality assessments for indoor air quality standards, as well as air quality mitigations. What that means is we have exhaust fan increases. We exhaust the air. We refresh the air. We have an increase in the percentage of fresh air in every space. We have humidity sensors and other things. We have fixed and repaired all of our systems. We do encourage hand washing and respiratory etiquette. Please stay home if you're sick, if you have symptoms. We are doing testing and contact tracing in combination with isolation and quarantine. It's been overwhelming on our system this week, not because of in-school transmission. In-school transmission, as you may know, was proven to be 1% or lower after a comprehensive study in Lake County with the CDC. District 112 was part of that study. Right now, we're seeing a great deal of positive cases because of winter recess and out-of-school experiences. We're also doing cleaning and disinfection in the schools. We are all in this together. We are counting on you for your cooperation and understanding, and we're grateful to our parent community who has really stepped up along with our heroic nurses, education support staff, administrators, and teachers. Talk about creativity and flexibility, and talk about working under stressful conditions. Thank you, teachers, for doing an incredible job. We are going to stay in-person learning as it is best for the mental and emotional health of youth. It is also better for the physical health of youth. As I just indicated, the Lake County study run by the CDC showed less than a 1% transmission rate in schools. Our layered mitigation efforts work. I know these are scary times. I know we've got a lot of anxiety. I also know we have a lot of opposing viewpoints. The beauty is we're going to get through this with reason, with science, with experience, and with very well thought out plans. Children who are on quarantine due to COVID-19 are going to be accessing remote live instruction from proximity learning for language arts and mathematics. We do not have the capacity to offer proximity learning on demand or at request. We understand various families have various situations, and we respect every family's right to make the decisions that they need to make for their families. Today is the third day back. We are planning to stay in-person learning, period. Obviously, we have plans, if needed, to go to remote learning, but we really don't want to execute those right now. So, in closing, in this brief podcast audio message, I want to thank you for having faith in your local school system. I want to remind you that we're using layered mitigations. We are in direct contact with local superintendents and the health department. I want to remind you that we are doing testing to the ability of our ability to do testing. We're encouraging you to get vaccinated, get boosted, and remember, limiting contact out of school is proving to be the best thing you can do. For very unique and individual circumstances, we'll do our level best with compassion and grace and heart to work with you. If you are just not able to send your kid to school, you do have up to 5 days of mental health excused absences. But please understand, right now, we do not have the capacity to do any extra special remote or virtual learning on demand. Our resources are stretched thinly. We have higher test positivity than ever because we just got back from break. We need your patience. We need your grace. We'll continue to communicate with you. We'll continue to share with you what's going on, and I may even send some communications out this weekend. So please stay safe, stay healthy, and stay warm. And remember that we inspire, we innovate, and we engage. It is my privilege to be your superintendent, and I appreciate your unbelievable flexibility and faith during these most stressful of times. Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, and engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.